Caroline, this show's been 2 years in the making. How does it feel to see it all up on the walls?
I feel like I am standing for trial in court, yeah.
You have retraced Russell Drysdale's trip out to far west New South Wales. How did you pick, for starters, how did you pick Russell Drysdale?
Well, it was lockdown and I live in the middle of the city and I thought, what's the furthest place I could go? And you couldn't cross borders at that stage. And I thought, outback New South Wales. And Russell Drysdale came to mind, who was one of my favourite Australian artists. So I proposed to follow a trip that he took in 1944 to the furthest reaches I could go at that point. And yeah, I didn't think in a million years it'd actually happen, and it did. And yeah, I've spent the last 2 years completely out of my element.
Did you have to camp?
Absolutely not.
You had quite a special experience. You ended, like, you found a hotel room and then you had quite a special experience in that hotel room. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I met a lady in Broken Hill, a good friend, and she had family in Tibooburra, which is at Cameron's Corner, which is where Queensland, New South Wales and South Australian border meets, and extremely remote. And she said, oh, you'll need stronger pants than that. We're going to... you'll get burrs in your skin. And I said, I don't want burrs in my skin. And so I frantically called a hotel and she was like, there's no hotels, the last hotel in Tibooburra burnt to the ground. And I called it and begged for a burnt out hovel to stay in, and they said, no, love, we're completely burnt to the ground, but there is the family hotel. And in desperation I called the family hotel and the woman was like, are you sure you're coming? Because we've got a cricket match on that day and all the rooms are full. And I was like, please, I beg you, I do not want to camp. Just save the room. And then we got there. It was like a five-hour drive from Broken Hill. And I walked in and it was covered floor to ceiling in murals. And they all looked familiar. And there was Clifton Pugh had owned the pub in the late 60s. And they'd all got trapped there in a flood. And Rick and Moore and all these other artists, in lieu of canvas, they'd, like, use the wall. So it was covered floor to ceiling in these crazy murals. And I went up to the publican and I said, I couldn't believe where I was. We'd, you know, all we'd seen is Rock's days, and suddenly to walk in there. And I was, you won't believe I'm following this trip Russell Drysdale took in 1944. And she was like, oh, well, maybe you can restore me Drysdale. And took me around the corner and there was this faded Russell Drysdale mural that he'd painted in 1970 on the walls, and she actually ended up leaving the pub door open, unlocked with the lights on, and at 4:30 in the morning, the day before we left, I went in and in the complete silence in this dusty town traced over the lines of Russell Drysdale mural, which was so surreal because I'd been following this journey and I'd spent months, like, in the Art Gallery of New South Wales archives researching his trip, and to end up tracing over his work was just, yeah, it'll take a while to digest, I think, yeah.
Surreal was absolutely the word that was coming to my mind. Like, I'm picturing you, it's quiet, it's the depths of the morning, and you're, like, tracing over this amazing artist's work, and you're an amazing artist too because the show has sold so well. It opens at Nanda Hobbs. There's an artist talk on Saturday.
11 a.m. on Saturday, there's an artist talk with Mitch Ferrier as well.
Oh, and yes, Mitch's axes. Love Mitch's axes.
Yeah. It's a great pairing, I think. And he's put an axe through my heart. It's one of the collaborative works that we decided to do.
Very emotive show, very colourful. Caroline Zielinski, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Wilhelmina.